Yeah.
Awesome. All right, everyone. Today I have with me on the podcast the incredible Omolara of RNE Stitches.
Yeah.
Okay, we've been trying to have this conversation because when I went to Nigeria, I met Lara in person and I was like, she's so amazing and she's Aww. Built this business for herself.
And she's,
yes, and she's doing so well. So I was like, I have to, you know, bring your story on the podcast because Lara, if you didn't know, the listeners of this podcast, they are also people like you and I, people who are starting something in fashion, who, you know, they are still at the beginning stage of their process. So I really just wanted to share your story with them so that they understand that this kind of thing is possible and so they can hear how you got started and, you know, things of that nature.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. So my first question for you, because I always like to go back to the beginning. How did you get started in fashion? Like, was this something you've always loved as a child? Did you just wake up one morning and you're like, I'm going to do fashion? How did that start for you?
No. Okay. So I think after school, I studied business accounting in Federal College of Education, right? So when I was a child, I actually wanted to become an accountant. Like, I wanted to work in a bank. Yeah.
Stop lying.
That was the dream. That was what I really wanted. But long when I realized I wanted more for myself. So I thought of, this thing cannot work. Let me just look for another thing to do. So initially I was scared. In fact, I didn't believe I was going to learn fashion. Like, my parents did not believe it, especially my mom. When I told them I wanted to learn the fashion thing, they were surprised. They were really, 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 really surprised that why? What have I said? I just wanted, let me just go ahead with it. Then I tried, then I started. That was 2017. Yeah, 2017. Yeah, I think 2016/2017. That was after school. Then I started. But the first place I went to learn, that my boss said, that's another story entirely anyways.
So I want to hear about it. Wait, but let's pause before you get there. I don't know if you know, but I'm also an accountant too. That's what I actually do. Like, that's my day job. And it's crazy because me too. I was like, I can't do this forever. I mean, the knowledge is good because you learn how to run a business and you learn how to manage your money.
Yeah,
but I resonate with you when you say, you know, you were like, I can't really, you know, do this long term.
As in, no, I can't. I can't.
So 2016, 2017.
Yeah.
You went to your first apprenticeship place. Tell us about it, because I was also an apprentice and I have plenty stories. So don't be shy. Just summarize it for us. How did it go? Did they treat you well?
Should I say the roadside tailor? I really did not know. Well, let me just say the roadside, not a proper fashion school. So my boss used to be my tailor back then. Like, she sews for me then. So I told her that, auntie, that I want to learn, blah, blah, blah. And I have just little time. That was 6 months, I think, that is it possible for me to learn within that short period, like 6 months? She said, yes, sir, why not, blah, blah. Okay. Then we got started. I paid. Then this auntie did not teach me. For like 3 months, she didn't teach me. The only thing I do is use the manual machine. Not industrial, like I use that machine a lot. Then I said, this is 3 months from when will I start? When we start teaching my knowledge, she said, don't worry that with time I would. Okay, day by day, same thing. I said, I can't continue like this. My 6 months will end very soon.
Yeah.
What is the plan and all of that? She said, okay, that tomorrow she will teach me. Let's say she will teach me Bostiat tomorrow. Tomorrow, this auntie will not teach me. She will cut that bustier in her house.
Wow.
And bring it to the shop. I said, okay, maybe because I was closing early, let me just change my closing routine back then. That maybe, okay, I was closing by 2, let me change it to 4. It's still the same. It's when I'm going home that this auntie will just cut the dress for any outfit she took a year. So I just said,
she was what? Do you think she was doing it on purpose? Like, what do you think was her
Yeah.
rationale for
Okay,
that?
so at some point, I thought maybe because I was closing early, let me close, like, let everyone close together. At least I'll be able to see things after the closing hour. She's still doing the same thing. I said, ah, I said, okay, I didn't even see anything. That was when I realized that she was doing it intentionally. Because why would you
Why?
take, let's say let's say for this week we have about 10 to 15 outfits to cut. She would carry everything to her house and cut it. So she only bring the what's it called? The fabric for me to cut on lining while I turn the lining for her instead the fabric and all of that. Like that was basically what I was doing for her then. I don't sew. So I realized, I can't continue like this with this woman. So I just told her that I wanted to further my education, that I can't, that I just have to go. That was after 6 months. Yeah.
After 6 months, for
After
context,
6 months, yeah, after
after
six
6
months, I
months,
went to another fashion. So I
you
didn't learn
hadn't
anything.
learned enough because she wasn't being intentional about teaching you, even though
Yeah.
you paid her to teach you the actual
Exactly.
thing that she
Yes.
knew. Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So after 6 months, I went to another fashion school. I think this they call it free. We have freehand cutting and pattern. So over there, we do proper pattern drafting. Agreement was 6 months or so. I thought, okay. I think at the beginning, I was enjoying the pattern, but at some point, I don't know. I can't use this pattern for myself. The pattern wasn't working for me. But if I should draft for my boss, it's work for my boss. The pattern drafting. So I just talked to that. I can't continue. Is that freehand that I really like? So that was the second fashion school that I went to. So then I
Okay,
went to
before
another
you move on.
third. What?
Sorry, Lara, before you move on, why did you prefer freehand cutting to pattern cutting? Can you like explain that a little bit more?
I think for me, it's just easy and it saves time for me. Maybe because when I learned first with that auntie that my first boss that she, the one that she didn't teach me, she was using freehand. Freehand, there was nothing like pattern paper, no pens to save. So I think so I already
Interesting.
had the idea that it's only freehand. You don't have
Okay.
to cut on paper before you can achieve anything you want to achieve. So I already have that at the back of my mind. So I think that was what really affected me, the second fashion designing. So I just left and went to the, okay, another fashion school. So freehand also. So I think that was when I started to just, I think I just, that was when I just realized that, okay, I think I'm good with this last
Freehand.
person. Then I started, yeah, the freehand thing, yeah.
Okay, interesting. So by this point, you're on fashion school number three, and
Yeah.
you're sort of going from one fashion school to the another. But
To
what I really
another,
like is that you're looking for what works for you particularly,
yeah.
what you
Exactly, yeah.
enjoy, and what will help you create the most quality work.
Yeah.
Okay, so fashion school number three, what was that experience like?
Great, nice, cool. She just made everything easier. So
Okay.
I think that was it. Yeah, that was it. I really learned a lot in the third fashion school. Yeah.
Amazing. And how long were you there?
3 months. Yeah, 3 months.
Gotcha. Okay, so did you, because I also did like training, right? I did apprenticeship as well. But I told you this, I didn't do freedom. So did you do freedom from the third fashion school?
I didn't do freedom. The third fashion school. My set, we have I did tell you that we have pride. No, they have this pride. So we didn't do our projects basically. So without the projects you can't do, and we don't do freedom. I think we do what do they call it? Just graduation, right? So
Okay.
without your projects, you can't have your certificate. That was what happened. Like you can't have that certificate. So we didn't present any what's it, any project. So there's no way we are going to collect our certificates now. You just have to let go. Yeah. So that was it. Yeah.
I see. Okay. So at what point between all of this learning, at what point did you now start to set up your own shop and start like practicing all the things that you were learning?
Funny enough, I started 2017. I started 2017, yeah. Even with the way my first boss didn't teach me, I had this senior then. So she was, at least she was younger than me. Yeah, younger. Is it younger? Yeah. So then I told her that I really want, because I can't wait. Like, I just can't wait to just start this my brand. So I just told her that she'll be sewing, she'll be helping me, and she was good with it. So that was how I started.
So she was doing the sewing and you were kind
Yeah,
of.
she was doing the she was doing the sewing. I was doing the cutting. It's not so, I was not perfect there, but at least both of us were just doing the cutting and sewing because I can actually sew. But my cutting wasn't strong. Wasn't 80% strong. I think it was just 20. So the remaining 80, she was the one helping out.
That's good. That's good. Okay. So between 2017 and now, how have you grown your business? What other trainings have you done? And kind of how did you get yourself from that 20% where you said you were in the beginning to where you are now?
I was just consistent with my learning. I was just consistent, and I kept trying, even till I'm still learning, like till now. Fashion is so wide that you can't even learn everything in a specific place. You can't learn everything at once. You just have to keep learning, and you just have to keep following the trend. Especially when you know that you don't know this particular thing. You know, there was a time that courses wasn't in trend, like it was not
Exactly.
trending. Yeah, so as at that time, we did not even know anything about corsets. So I had to go to another fashion school for 3 days just to learn corsets.
Corset making, I see. That's
Yes.
amazing. And I think that's something that I agree with is, to constantly learn and constantly find out, okay, what styles do people want to sew, and learn how you can make those patterns and how you can create those
Exactly.
styles for them.
Yeah.
So when you started, how many tailors did you have?
Okay. So when should I call her my sister? When she started with me then back in 2017, she stopped at some point. Then as at 2019, so 2017, I did not have a space of my own. I was working from home. That was around 2017. Then 2019, I had my, well, no, tw okay, 2019, I was still training. So 2020, I think I had my space then. 2019 through 20, yeah, I had my space already at Surulere. So that was when I started with tailor. So I started with one tailor. Yeah, one tailor. Then, yeah.
Amazing. Okay,
Yeah.
so you started with one tailor, and I want to ask you this. And when I visited and I came to your studio in Surulere, I saw that you had more people. From having that one
Yeah.
tailor to having more tailors, Lara, what do you look for when you're hiring a tailor? Are you looking for like skills? Are you looking for somebody that's willing to learn? Like when you're meeting people, let's say you're interviewing somebody that's a tailor that's looking for work, what are you looking for specifically before you decide, okay, this is somebody that I can work with?
I just, if you are willing to work, if he or she is just willing to work, even if you are not perfect. So far, I have the idea. I think we can both work together. You
Gotcha.
know, there are some
Okay.
sellers that they are not ready to work. They are not ready to learn. They just, in fact, they don't even want to even teach them anything. They believe so much in their own knowledge, especially when they are not sewing what is in vogue at the moment. So I just believe if you are ready to work and you are ready to learn, I think we are good. Yeah.
Amazing. Because I know that, some tailors have a reputation, like you said, for not being willing to like do the work. So I
Yeah.
was curious as to, how you pick your people and what signs you are looking for in them.
Yeah.
And have you had to fire any tailors? Just tell us.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I think that was last year. I am, yeah, I am.
Was
And
that like?
that was my first tailor. Ah, great. I mean great. In fact, I did not regret. I did not regret my actions. I did not regret till now, till date.
Good, good. Because a lot
Yeah.
of people they're hesitant to like fire or sack or let go of people that are not contributing well to the business, or they are dead weight, they are slowing you down.
Because they are scared. They are scared. Imagine me having just one tailor and I sacked that tailor without having any. Okay, I think it was easier for me because I had extra tailor working like an outside tailor, not my permanent staff. So even though I was not scared anyways, I just needed to do it. I just needed it. And I didn't regret. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. And so you said you had your space in 2019 and 2020. So you know me, I'm an accountant, so we're going to talk about the money. How did you fund this business in the beginning when you were just starting out? Did you have another job that was giving you money to fund the
Okay, so
business
did
or what?
no, I did not have another job. So as of 2019, I got married. So my husband helped me get my first place, obviously. So that was how I started. Yeah, he did the furnishing, the rent, like everything, everything. Yeah, so that was when I started. Yeah, so it was easier for me.
Okay, so sorry, your the audio quality was it was going in and out. Could you say that part again?
Okay, so my husband got my first space because it was after I got married. I rented my space, so he helped me out to furnish everything. So all I did was just to get a load, and I just started. Yeah.
Amazing. Shout out to the husbands, okay? Shout out to the husbands. That's amazing. That's
I
really
know,
good.
right?
Because I always like to ask people, how they get the funding, to run their business and all of that. So now, with Irony Stitches, you sew clothes for different people. What is your vision for Irony, like in the next 3 to 5 years?
I just want to be in this line of business, like in a better space. I should remember what's the word? Higher space and not now. I just want to grow. I just want to grow. Then a better version of Arani and not this. Yeah, I'm still grateful for this by 1 month. Yeah, so obviously Arani will be better, bigger and better.
Amazing. Amen. And it will. And it
Amen.
will.
Yeah.
So, another question I want to ask you is, what strategy do you have for reaching an international market? Because the person that introduced me to we both live in the States and she was the one who made that connection. So, how did you start reaching out to international clients outside of Nigeria, to get them to order from you? What was that process like?
Honestly, you just have to be consistent, like I said, like keep posting. People are watching. So it's not by followers, it's not by 1 million followers, 200K followers, it's not by that. It's by the audience that you have, and people are watching. And most of your clients might not even follow or even like your posts. So just keep posting. Just keep posting. Just keep up posting good work, and quality videos. And be honest, I think that was what works for me. Because the person that reached out to you, phone
Be
might be
honest.
someone from anywhere.
What do
I
you
think
mean by
that's
be honest? Can you expatiate on that?
Be honest with your job now. Be honest with what you are doing. Don't be corny with people. Like things you know that you can't do. Don't say you can do it when you know that you can't do it.
Amen. Preach.
Yeah.
I love that. Because one thing, because I'm also a tailor, right? And when I was in university, when I was in college here, I used to sew for my friends, like on the weekends. That was my side hustle. That's how I got some money for myself. And sometimes people come to me with styles and they ask me to sew for them. And I just have to be honest and tell them, hey, listen, I can't do this style, but let me refer you to somebody that may be able to do it. So I think it's important because some people are afraid that if I tell
Yeah,
them I
it
can't do
is.
this, they'll look down on me. Or they'll think I don't know what I'm doing. But
Even
honestly,
till now, Victory, even till now, I tell if my client should send me any outfit or any design that I know that I can't do, I will tell them we can't do this. Not even I can't. We can't do this. So it's not about
oh,
me,
can
it's
you hear me,
about me and
Lara?
my
Your
brand, not
audio
just
is.
me. Yeah.
Sorry, your audio was like
It's
shaking that
reconnecting.
part. What did you say?
So you just have even my clients see now, if they should send me any design that I know that I can't do, I will tell them, we can't do it. Not me, because it's not just about me, it's about me and my brand and the name, all right? You know, just about me. So I have to let them know that we can't do this. We can't. So is either you send me another design or you go to another place yourself.
Makes sense. Makes sense. So, with your international clients, your international markets, a lot of my listeners are really curious about how you navigate, shipping outside of Nigeria. I know you shipped some stuff for me, but I wanted you to, really talk about it on the podcast. How do you navigate shipping? How do you navigate the cost of shipping and all of that?
Yeah, I use DHL. I use DHL mostly, DHL. And sometimes I think FedEx, because of the fee, at the moment DHL is now expensive. So and they are fast. But FedEx is affordable, and what's it called? The time frame is a bit longer. So if you can wait, if you can have patience, you can go with FedEx or DHL. But most of the time I use DHL for my clients. DHL, yeah.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing that. And I was going to ask you because we all know the state of, exchange rates with the naira and all of that. Lara, how are you in your business? How are you navigating that? How are you staying alive in this, in the currency exchange rate?
We just have to, because this is not the first time this would happen. So we just have to work around this. That is the honest truth. And we can't keep increasing price because of the increase in everything. Because at the long run, it might, what's it called? It might reduce. So we just have to work around it, to be honest. We just have to work around it.
Yeah, I agree, and it's a really crazy situation, really, with the naira. So I'm hoping that things get better because I know that
Yeah,
it has to be a struggle.
just have some. Yeah.
So tell me this, Lara, if you can think about like a situation in your business that was a difficult situation. I know you've told us about the person that you had to fire, but is there another difficult situation that you faced in your business, and how did you overcome it?
Ah, difficult situation. And maybe not making sales. Yeah.
And what did you do, to go from not making sales
We
to
have
making sales?
to pray, post content, advert, and that's it. Yeah, you just have to pray, pray and work
Amazing.
hard. Yeah,
And when you
pray and work
say,
hard.
okay, so you also mentioned, running advertisements, because another thing that I'm having to learn personally in business is that, like, you have to go and reach out to people so that they know that you exist. So I'm glad that you brought that up because you have to advertise yourself in some sense as well, so people know that you're alive. Awesome. Okay, my next question for you is, Lara, is there something that you wish you had known around that 2016, 2017 time that you wish you had known in the beginning, starting out, that you want to share with the listeners?
I used to think fashion is just about cutting and sewing. Like, if you can cut and sew, that's it. But fashion is more than that. It's more than just cutting and sewing. Yeah.
So
Fashion is
what are the
more
other
than
things in
that.
fashion that people should know apart from cutting and sewing? What else is there?
Business management. How to manage your business. Yeah, how to manage your business. How to employ staff, so many things about fashion design that is more than cutting and sewing.
I'm so glad that you brought that up because really the some of the conversations that we have on this podcast is me sharing, like, from my perspective as an accountant. Like, I share resources of how to budget for your business, how to plan financially for your business, and all of that. So I'm glad you brought it up because it's really important for people to know that it's not just cutting and sewing. You also have to manage the business effectively. Alrighty, so this other question now is, it's a I you're probably going to tell me you pray, but I'll still ask anyway. How do you maintain your mental health as an entrepreneur? Like, we live in an Instagram world, right? So you might see that somebody else has 100 million followers and you have maybe like 12,000. How do you take care of your mental health to avoid things like comparing yourself or feeling bad and all of that?
I don't compare myself and I don't feel bad. I just have to work on myself, yes, because we are different and we have different days entirely. And like I said, it's not by followers, to be honest. It's not by that. You can have 1 million followers and I'm not making sales. Why I have 100 followers and I'm making sales? So it's not by followers, it's not by it's not even by likes, it's not by the Instagram engagement. It's just by what you do. And pray for grace. That grace alone, eh? That grace alone, my sister, that's it. That's all you need. That's all
Yeah.
you need. Yeah.
I like that. I'm gonna keep that in my left hand. It's not by followers.
It's not
I
by
like that a
followers.
lot.
No, to be honest, it's not by followers. It's not.
That's good. That's good. Okay. So now we're gonna shift into what I call the lightning round. So these are just like fun questions. Just tell me whatever the first thing it is that jumps to your mind and we can go from there. Are you ready?
Okay, ready.
Okay. So what is a resource that has helped you in your business that you can share with the listeners? It can be a book, a class that you took, a seminar, something that you learned somewhere, but what's the best business resource so far?
I think it's class. Yeah.
Which
Class and
class?
different classes entirely, like different classes. Online, physical, then one-on-one chats with my friends. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So you're emphasizing that the biggest lesson is, or the biggest resource for you is learning. So, whether it's
Yes,
online or.
learning. Yeah. And be
Awesome.
ready to
Okay,
pay
so.
for it because it's not cheap. It doesn't come cheap and it's not free. So be ready to pay. Yeah, be ready to pay for it.
Agreed, agreed. And also for the listeners, when you're looking to learn from someone, do your research, make sure that they are somebody that is reputable. So you don't just pay somebody and they don't teach you anything, right? We can learn that from
Yeah.
Lara's story. So make sure it's somebody that will actually teach you something that you can go away with value.
Yeah.
Alrighty, next question. What is a personal habit or a trait that you think has helped you in business? So is there something that you do, Lara, that you think helps you in business to stand out or to do well?
I just do my thing my way. I just do it the way I feel I should. Yeah.
Nice. And
I
I
just allow
noticed
it
you
to
also.
flow, yeah.
Sorry, say that
You notice
again.
what? I said I just allow it to flow. Like I just do it.
Yeah, and
I don't compare. Yes, I just do my thing. Yeah. I just do my thing my
exactly.
way.
That's what I was gonna say, is that I noticed that you're consistent and you don't compare yourself. You just do your thing, and
I just
you
do
deliver
it.
quality.
Yeah.
So this is the last question that we have on this interview. For the people that are listening, right? If you could tell them, what's your parting advice for them? People who are starting out, or somebody who is already, building their fashion brand and they're looking for advice, what would you tell them for somebody who wants to build a profitable business, but maybe they're afraid or they're scared or they don't know what to do?
Okay, first, just start. Be consistent. Be prayerful. Don't compare yourself, and be ready to learn. Be ready, like be fully ready to learn. Don't compare yourself with your friends, your family, or Instagram people. Don't get carried away, and be prayerful. Yeah, that's how you should
Amazing.
present.
Amazing. This has been great. Well, thank you for coming
Yeah,
on the podcast,
thank you.
Lara. I know you were a little bit
Oh,
like
no.
anxious or hesitant about this, but I'm so glad that we were able
Honestly.
to talk. So let's plug your
Yeah.
business. Where can people connect with you and Araini after this podcast episode?
Yeah, on Instagram, obviously. Yeah, Instagram and WhatsApp. Yeah.
And her username is at
Underscore Araine.
perfect, perfect. So please, guys, go support her, follow her, share her stuff. And thank you so much, Lara, for coming on today to talk to the
Thank
listeners.
you, Vicky, for having me. Yeah, thank you.